I'm not trying to have an argument with you. Not. Baby, please, can you just listen? Okay, finish what you want to say, but... And I get that. No, I know. Listen. I'm not happy with quarantine either. I don't enjoy staying in all day and not being able to go out and do the things you want to do. I get that. It's frustrating. But at some point, you're just going to have to be grateful. Grateful for a lot of things. We're healthy. We're okay. We're in this place where we're relatively safe. Yes. I know we can't do the things we normally do. I get that. But, like, baby. I'm not the one who's doing this to you. You think that I want this? Because I don't. Of course I just want to do normal things again. But just because I want to do them doesn't mean we can do them. Truth is, we can't. We have to wait. Yes, we do. We have to wait. Because it's not safe yet. It isn't. And you saying you don't care, that's not fair. Because there's a ton of things I'd want to do, but I don't do them because it's not safe for you. What I do affects you, what you do affects me. Yeah, and we could take all the precautions in the world, but then what if we're just unlucky? Is that worth it? You're just saying yes right now because you're in a mood, but you know it isn't. It isn't worth it, no. I mean, I could game it all out and be like, you get sick, and then I get sick, and we don't know what's going to happen. We have to go to a hospital. Like, that sounds terrible. Sounds awful. I could totally all just be avoided. It can be. It can be. I get it, it's suffocating. I get it. I know. But trust me, I'm tired too. I'm tired of it. It's been months and months and months of this. I get it. Being on lockdown, beyond quarantine, it drives you crazy. You just want things to be normal so desperately. I love you though. I don't want to fight with you about this. No, I don't. You might be right. Yeah, maybe we go and nothing happens and we're totally fine. But, like, what if we're not? Is that worth it? When ultimately there's no real reason we need to. I get it. Getting stuff delivered to the house sucks. People make mistakes. And sometimes people make a lot of mistakes, but at the end of the day, they're putting their lives on the line and risking themselves to keep you safe. And I get it. It's frustrating when things go wrong, but at the same time, you gotta be grateful, at least a little grateful, that they're putting themselves in harm's way so you don't have to. That's what they're doing. Because you might not look at it like you're being put in harm's way, but you are. And you're too precious to me to let you just be put in danger, like, needlessly. Okay? You are. You really are. I don't want to be upset with you. I don't want to be mad with you. I don't want you to be mad at me either. It's just coming from a place of love. Like, I love you. I do. I love you so much. I know it sucks, and I know it's frustrating. I know it's terrible. I get it. You're sick and tired of it. I get it. But at the same time, you gotta look and realize how lucky you are. Because you're very, very lucky. You're so incredibly lucky at this moment. You're lucky in ways a lot of people aren't. Yes, you are. You have to appreciate that. You really do. I'm never mad at you. I was gonna say that, but I didn't want to. I'm disappointed. I don't know. I love you, baby. I think sometimes you forget. And I'm looking at stuff every day and I see how bad it is, and I don't want that for you. That's really all it is. It's what it comes down to at the end of the day. It's that I love you and I just want you to be okay. And I'm doing everything in my power to make sure you're okay. Even if it's an unpopular opinion by you, it's like, I do it to make sure you're safe, because I just want to keep you safe. It's ultimately all I ever want to do. It's take care of you and keep you safe. I love you. I'm sorry. I know, but I'm sorry. I wish it was different. I wish things could be different. I really do.